This is the Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney Show, number 401 for Monday, September 11th, 1961.
Here we are, Derwin. We'll be listening to you and Gary tomorrow.
What are we going to do today, Bing?
How about you getting us rolling with a song here, Rosie?
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
I understand that you're not going salmon fishing this season.
No, I can't make it, Ken. My gilly's going to be furious with me, too. But too tight a schedule.
Well, gee, that's unfortunate. I suppose we'll all have to depend on the fish market for our salmon this year.
Deuced sorry to let you down, you know.
But you're going to be in London, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, couldn't you run up to Scotland and catch a salmon or two there?
No, definitely not, Rosie. You see, salmon fishing in Scotland is going to be very dangerous this year.
Oh?
For all I know, it might have been suspended entirely.
Oh, wait. Well, why is salmon fishing in Scotland dangerous?
Ken, none but the brave had better risk fishing in Scotland. Especially around Blaenock.
Blaenock?
Blaenock, yeah. An angler there is advised to fish well back from the bank. And he ought to wear a flak suit or a suit of armor, too.
You can buy armor in Scotland?
No, you borrow a suit from some castle or hock shop.
Oh, what do you mean, wear armor to go salmon fishing?
Yeah, let's keep somewhere within the realm of credibility, shall we, Bing?
I am. You didn't hear what happened up in the vicinity of Blaenock?
No.
What's come over the salmon?
Well, after we take care of some business that we have here at hand, let me tell you what happened at Blaenock. You know, I'll go anywhere to take a salmon, but I got to back off of Blaenock at the present time.
Well, hey, this is a real mystery, isn't it, Rosie?
Yes, but there's something fishy about it.
Don't worry. I'll let you know what the scam is up around Blaenock after a bit here.
Promise you'll disclose all later, Bing?
I may sob a little. Maybe racked with sobs, but I'll tell all.
We're not going to let you off the hook on this, Bing. You've got to tell
us. I will, too, after some music. Here's a ballad of the mid-40s or late 30s. I don't know which. Very popular.
Oh, how am I to know if it's really love that found its way here? Oh, how am I to know? Will it linger on and leave me there? I dare not guess at this strange happiness. Oh, how am I to know? Can it be that love has come to stay here? that found its way here. Oh, how am I to know? Will it linger on and leave me there? I dare not guess at this strange happiness. Oh, oh, how am I to know? Can it be that love has come to stay here?
Hey, Bing, tell us the truth now. You were kidding about salmon fishing being so perilous in Scotland this year, weren't you?
Fishermen will dream it up, Ken.
Imagine wearing armor to catch a salmon.
Now, wait a minute. You've heard of the Loch Ness Monster, haven't you?
Oh, aye, a sea serpent that's feared by man and monster, yeah.
Well, I would rather hunt the Loch Ness Monster with a rubber harpoon than fish salmon without a metal suit for protection.
And all because of what happened at Bladnock,
yes,
huh?
Yes, wait till you hear. Here's what happened. Not long ago, a worker in a distillery turned the wrong tap. And get this, 5,000 bottles of lovely Scotch whiskey drained off into the River Bladnock.
Oh, so you figure the salmon lapped up all the scotch, huh?
Well, wouldn't you?
Scotch and running water and rocks, too. Yeah. Not bad at all. That's great.
Well, that was the reaction of the salmon and the trout. Eyewitnesses witnesses up there report that the fish churned the river into whitecaps. It was a mad gay picture, they say. They never saw such leaps. Some of the fish aren't down yet. Flashes of silver were blinding. I don't know if you can believe this, but they claim that the hiccuping was deafening.
Fish hiccuping?
Well, that's the trouble with fish, Rosie. They drink like fish.
Oh, boy. It's in their blood, I guess.
Tell us, Bing, did any of these fish stagger up on the bank?
No, they just weaved around a bit in the water. But you see, they're still full of pep, these fish.
Scotch pep.
Yeah, and therefore, they're a bit too wild for my type of angling. Now, you take a fish that's, well, a little bit loaded. He ain't just going to come in like an ordinary fish. He's going to put up a nasty fight. Then, too, there are going to be a lot of fish swimming around there with horrible hangovers.
Oh, they're going to be ornery, no doubt about it.
So, you stay away from that stream. And you know, one stream empties into another, and another into another. So I figure all the waters around Scotland are going to be very, very dangerous this year.
You mean for fishing, of course?
Oh, yes, for fishing.
I'll be okay for drinking, though.
Oh, for drinking, they'll be delightful.
Tell us more, Bing.
No time now. Maybe more tomorrow or another day.
This is a big topic.
Well, right now, we must forsake the great outdoors for a little chamber music. Very listenable, buddy. Wonderful, thanks. Stylish indeed.
Bing, let's dance, shall we?
Well, I'd love to. Really, I would. But, you see, I'm wearing sneakers.
Oh, then let's sneak into a song, shall we?
Well, now, that's a happy alternative.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that.
Have you heard the latest song?
A little high, isn't it?
A little bit.
But it's a very pretty strain.
Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that.
Why, when you're strolling through the where's this, you need a who's this to lean upon.
But when you have no who's this to hug and what's this, gosh darn.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Get a little black upstairs. Would you like to take a ride, dear?
Sitting by your side, dear.
Something good'll come from that.
Rosie, if you don't mind, I think I'll climb back into my hammock. Would you sing something soothing?
I'm just delighted to do it. How's this?
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the it's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you.
Give a look, Rosie.
What's up?
Well, I'm making a Ludox test with this Eastern Star Venetian blind.
A Ludox test?
First, I smear some dirt all over the slats, like so.
Oh, my goodness, no.
All done? Now watch.
Okay, I'm watching. Say, it comes right off. That's wonderful.
Yes, Eastern Star blinds are wonderful because they're the only Venetians offering DuPont's Ludox anti-soil finish. They shed dirt so readily, they actually, well, they never need washing.
Right, Bing. An Eastern Star with wider-spaced interlocking S-shaped slats give up to 38% more light when open and complete darkness when closed. Eastern Star is custom-made in regular horizontal as well as stunning new vertical styles in 21 exquisite colors.
Folks, for smartest fashion plus wonderful no-washing convenience, insist on Eastern Star's Venetian blinds. You'll find Eastern Star as well as famous roll-ahead Venetians in department and drapery stores. Both are by Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore, the world's first name in Venetian blinds.
For the name of your nearest dealer, call this station.
if I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know I wouldn't go. Oh, baby, how I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you, yeah. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. Want you to know I wouldn't go till I told you, honey, oh, I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you permanently, if I could be with you.
So long, folks. Until next time.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Say, if you don't know Arthur Godfrey's back from vacation, where you been anyhow? I'll tell you where you should have been. Right here at this spot on your dial every morning, Monday through Friday, for the CBS Radio Network's Arthur Godfrey Time. A titillating tour de force of music, talk, and laughter, Arthur Godfrey Time puts zing in your weekday. Try it and see, tomorrow and often.